Okay, so the next Mishnah. We're up to Ha'ish. Kodem l'isha l'achayot u'l'hasheva aveda. A man comes first before a woman. L'achayot. So this Mishnah, unfortunately, has been getting a lot of mileage recently because, there we go. Sorry, Ellie. I just read the first four words of the Mishnah, right? Ha'ish kodem l'isha l'achayot. A man comes before a woman, lahachayot, to for life. What does that mean? So this has been getting mileage in the triage machlokas. So what does it mean? So since it's become lamaisa, unfortunately, let me just give you a little bit of an overview here. So Tosfot says that he thinks that the definition here is indeed to save somebody's life. That if you have to choose, so men come before women and women become before, et cetera, and that's what Tosfot says. The Shita Mekubetzet in Ksubos Samach Zayin notes from the Rashba that he thinks that's not what lahachiyot means. Lahachiyot means when you're giving tzedakah. Men get preference. The Shulchan Aruch does, quotes the Ramah, does in fact paskin like Tosfot. In Yeridah, Simon Reish Nun Bet Sif Chet, but many modern poskim assume that we don't follow the triage of Tosfot, and that we paskin like the Rashba that the issue here is not triage for saving people's lives, and that is what Rav Nachum Gestetner points out in Lahorot Nasan Chelek Yud Bet Tshuva Pei. In general, the poskim note that even if you think it is about saving lives, so presumably that is only in a case where you have no other standard, meaning the people have an equal chance of surviving and the like. If they don't, right, so then you give precedence to the person who is most likely to be saved or the person who is in greater danger. Etc. Even according to the Rashba, as even according to Tosfot, this is only in a case where the two people are exactly equal, right? And if you look, I don't want to get into Rav Schachter's entire tshuva, but if you're interested in reading Rav Schachter's tshuva. He notes that for sure, if you're dealing with a young person who's healthy and more likely to survive, and he'll, you know, live longer to begin with and the like, you would give precedence to him regardless of what you think about this. I can't get into his whole tshuva, and there's been a bit of machlokas, right? Jason Wiener also put out a piece on it, but I gave you the link to Schechter's piece. Obviously, this is not something I can do al regalachat. But just to know that this Mishnah has unfortunately become part of the discussion. So anyways, so the man gets precedence for whatever l'hachiyot means and l'hasheva v'dav, ha'isha kodemet l'ish l'chsut. When it comes to tzedakah of clothing, and this is where the Rashba gets the notion that we're talking about tzedakah, so then the woman comes first because it's more degrading for a woman to not have clothes than for a man. If both of them are captured and might get raped, so you save. So in general, you save a woman first because the assumption is she'll get raped. But if they're both going to get raped, so then you give precedence to the man because the assumption is that being raped, being sodomized, is a greater degradation than regular rape. So if you have to give precedence, you give precedence to the man in that case. So the Gemara then, once the Mishnah is talking about different precedents, the Gemara gets into some complicated ones. Tarabanan hayuhuva aviv v'rabo b'shevi. If you, your father, and your teacher are captured, hu kodim l'rabo, you always come first, which is our general rule. That's the machlokes ben Ptura and Rabbi Kiva, but we paskin always chayecha kodmin. So you come before your Rebbe, v'rabo kodim l'aviv, and your Rav comes before your father, because as Gemara says elsewhere, your father is machnis you to this world, and your rav to olam haba. The achronim Shulchan Aruch know that this might change if your father funds your Torah education and therefore is responsible for it. That might change the equation. Imo kodemet likulam, his mother takes precedence over all, because as we saw, in general, you save a woman before a man in when they're captured. Chacham kodem lemelech Yisrael, a talan chacham comes before a king. Chacham shemeid ein lanu chayev tzevil, because it's very hard or impossible to replace a talan chacham, but melech Yisrael shemeid kol Yisrael yom malchut, a king, just find another king, anyone can be a king. Melech kodem lekohen gadol, shene'amar vayomer hamelech lehem chui machem et avdei ononechem. So David was referring to himself here as the Lord when talking to Tzadok, who was the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol called him Lenavi. The Kohen Gadol precedes a Navi, Shneamar. Umashach oto sham Tzadok ha-Kohen Natan ha-Navi. Hiktim Tzadok le-Natan, because Tzadok, the Kohen Gadol, is listed before Natan. Ve-Omer Shmana Yoshua Kohen ha-Gadol. Atav Reach ha-Gomer Yachal ha-Diotur ha-Yu. Talmud Lomer Kian Shem Mofid Heim Abim Mofid Il-Navi. Shneamar ve-Natan ha-Lecha Od Umofid. And similarly later on, where you have it, right, Yeshua the Kohen Gadol goes before these other people, which the Gemara proves are Nevi'im because they do signs. Mashuach b'shem ha'mishcha kodem l'mugadim, even if you have multiple Kohen Gadolim. So as we've seen, the one that was Nimshach is slightly holier than the one who became Kohen Gadol only through the Ribui Begadim of wearing the Begadim. Ribui Begadim kodem l'mashuach, he comes before the Mashiach Shavar Machmad Kirio, from the retired Kohen. Mashiach Shavar Machmad Kirio, Kodin Lover Machmad Mumo. So if he retired because he saw Keri on Yom Kippur, so he's one level down. If he retired because he had a Mum, he's two level down. Avar Machmad Mumo, Kodin Mashiach Machmad, but that comes before the Mashiach Machmad, who, as we've seen, is a lower level Kohen Gadol, if at all. And Mashiach Machmad, Kodin Laskan, and they come before the assistant Kohen Gadol, who is only the assistant Kohen Gadol. Skan Kodem Lamar Kol, he comes before the one of the seven officers over the Beit HaMikdash. Maya Amar Kol, Amar Chista, Amar Kula. Amar Kol means Amar Kula, he says it all. He's the overseer of the Beit HaMikdash, the general manager of the Mikdash, so to speak. Amar Kol Kodem LeGizbar, he comes before the treasurer. Gizbar Kodem LeRosh Mishmar, and he comes before the person who's in charge of the watches of the Kohanim. Rosh Mishmar Kodem LeRosh Beit Av, and he comes before the head of the individual Kohanic families, Rosh Beit Av Kodem LeKohen Hetyot, who comes before a regular Kohen. Fine. Ibayalu, Inyan Tuma, what about if someone has to become Tamei for a mate mitzvah? So who has to become Tamei first? Skan u'mashuach mochama ezum em kodem. Which of those should become impure first? Amar marzut shubedi Rav Nachman tashma, detanya, skan u'mashuach mochama shoy mahalchim b'derech. The Brisa says that if the assistant Kohen Gadol and Mashiach Muhammad were walking on the path, upago behem make mitzvah, and they found a make mitzvah, mutav shiitami Mashiach Muhammad v'yitami skan, it's better to have the Mashiach Muhammad, even though he may have a status of a Kohen Gadol and the skan doesn't, it's still better for the Mashiach Muhammad to become tameh than the skan, shim yerba b'suba Kohen Gadol, nichnas haskan v'shamash tachtav, because the skan is more likely to have to take over as Kohen Gadol than the Mashiach Muhammad, v'atani Mashiach Muhammad is kodem the skan. So Ravina Kitanya Hilach Yoto said, in terms of saving him, the Mashuach comes first because he is a Kohen Gadol. But the Tuma issue, presumably, the Gemara is saying, is more about who's more likely to have to step in to work in the Beit HaMikdash as the Kohen Gadol. Okay, the next Mishnah, now we get the general one. Kohen called him Levi, Levi LeYisrael, Yisrael LeMamzer, Mamzer LeNatin. Natin is a Givoni. If you remember the story in Yoshua, the Givonim who tricked the Jews to become converts. Natin leger, ger le'evin meshuchar. So even though an evin meshuchar, right, a freed non-Jewish slave, is in fact a ger, it's a lower level ger. Eimatai, but again, the Gemara says, this is only bizman shkulum shavim. This is only when they're equal in every quality except for their status. But meritocracy takes precedence of, oh, hey, mamzer tamad chacham, the Kohen Gadol amaretz, mamzer tamad chacham kodim the Kohen Gadol amaretz. Right, this leads to the somewhat lumdish, I don't know if you've ever seen this happen, but sometimes this happens with lumdunim. I've seen it happen, right, where someone points at the Kohen and says, you know, you should bench, or the Kohen, and he, you know, and then they respond, oh, Mamzer Talmud Chacham comes first, right? That is the old Lumdish joke there. You have to be in very specific circles for that to be funny, and not in terribly poor taste. But anyways, the Gemara says, how do you know? Kohen Kodim Levi Shneamar Bnei Amram Aharon Umoshe Vayevdel Aharon Lakti Sho Kodesh Kodeshim. So you get Aaron and then Moshe, and Aaron is holier. Levi Kodim Yisrael Shneamar Vayehi Yevdel Hashem Et Shevet HaLevi Vegomer. Yisrael Kodim LaMamzer Shizem Yochas Zeinam Yochas. A regular Jew to a Mamzer. Well, the Jew is a good legitimate lineage, and the Mamzer is not. Mamzer Kodim LaNatan Zeba Mitipa Kcher Zeba Mitipa Psula. The Mamzer is at least a Jew. The Natan came from non-Jew, from Gentile parentage. Natan Kodim LaGer Ze Godlei Manu B'Kedusha V'Ze Lo Godlei Manu B'Kedusha. The Givonim at least grew up with us, right? Because they've been, you know, this sort of addendum nation to us for a very long time, rather than a new ger, b'kedusha, ger kodem levin b'shochar, kuzai b'chalal arur, v'zelai b'chalal arur. A regular ger was not in the category of cursed, as opposed to slaves who are. So the Gemara then says, ematai b'zman shekul and shav, and this is only if they're equivalent, minan imili. The Pasuk of Mishlei says the Torah is more valuable than jewels. The Gemara darshens it, mi kohen gadol, the Torah is more valuable than the kohen gadol, shenichnas v'lifnim, who goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Tanya, Rishimun bar Yochai omer, v'dinu shi'akim evin mishruchar l'ger, shizeh gadol manu b'kdusha, v'zeh lo gadol manu b'kdusha. Once you say that having lived with us, lived among Jews for a long time is a value, so you might have thought that a freed slave should go before a ger, because he grew up with us, maybe he's second or third generation. Ella, but because Zalai b'chol aror, Zalai b'chol aror, the regular ger comes first. Shalu talmidav ed Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok. Mibnei ma kol ratzin lisa gyored, vena kol ratzin lisa mishukher. Why is that people want to marry a ger, a female ger, but not a freed slave? Amr lehem, Zalai b'chol aror, Zalai b'chol aror. Answer one is this cursed thing. The second is that the regular gear, there's some sort of status of chastity, but not true of avadim, who are presumed to be more promiscuous, even though it's true that there is not a full status of chastity, right? Meaning when a gyoret gets married, she has a presumptive status of a be'ula, unless she converted when she was less than three. She has a presumptive status of having slept with someone, which is why if you hear sometimes at a wedding of a gioret, they won't say betula or besulta, however you want to, betulta, besulta, however you read it, in the ksuba, they'll usually say giorta, right? Because that's the one case where it's not that they're actually a beula, they weren't, right? They have the presumptive halachic status of it, so we just say giorta. I've heard it done otherwise, but I've heard it done that way, anyways. Shalu tamida v'ezri lazar mibnei ma kelev makir es kono v'chatul eino makir es kono. Why is it that dogs know their masters? Which we know, right? Dogs come running for their owners and lick them and whatever, and cats don't. Amr lahem u'ma ochel masha achbar ochel v'shakech ochel achar atzmo alachas kama v'kama. He says because if you eat that which a mouse eats, you will forget things, which tells you that eating mice itself leads to forgetfulness. So cats are forgetful. Don't ask me what that means. There is an interesting discussion in Rav Avadya I discussed in Agarata a few months ago, whether the Isser, you violate the Isser of forgetting your Talmud Torah if you eat the things that al pi segula make you forget your Torah. He says no. He says no, for the record. Shalu Talmid of Israel Azar, Mipnei Ma.
That's absolutely no people.
I don't know.
I live with cats all the time. They know people.
Ooh, and ooh. Okay? Yeah, I know. Stay away from them. Ooh, and ooh. Okay? Okay. Shalu Talmidav Ezri Lazar Ibn Ma'akal Moshlim Bash Barim. Why do all predators, right, dominate mice and prey on them? Vibnei Shesuran Ra. Because they're evil. They have bad yitzharas. Mahi, what are you talking about? So Rav Amra Filu Glime Gaitse. They even eat clothing, which is not food. Rav Papa Amra Filu Shufta Mare Gaitse. They even eat the handle of a hoe. Okay. And now the Gemara lists those things that I mentioned, Rav Avadya, that make you forget your learning. Tan Rabbanan Chamisha Dvarim Meshachkim Et HaLimud. There are five things that cause you to forget your learning. Ha'ochel Mimasha Ochel Achbar. If you eat that which a mouse ate, U'masha Ochel Chatul, or what a cat ate from, V'ochel Lev Shel Behema, or you eat from a heart of an animal, V'aragel Bezeitim, or if you eat a lot of olives, V'ashot Amayim Shel Shur Rechitza, or you drink water left over from a bath, ew. But rochets raglav zu al gavzu, or wash your feet one on the other. V'yishom ramam neach kelev tachan merashotav, and some say those who put your clothes under your pillow. Chamisha dvarim meshivim and limud, and five things bring your limud back. Pat pechamin v'kol shekein pechamin atzman, bread baked on coals, and for sure warming yourself by coals themselves. V'ochel beitzim gelet, eating hard-boiled eggs below melach without salt. V'aragel b'shem zayit, olive oil. Olive oil, at least there is some evidence that it increases blood flow, maybe to the brain as well. V'aragil b'yayin uvisamim, and one who has wine and spices. V'ashot amayim shiuri isa, or the water that's left over from kneading the dough. V'yesham rafatovat bo b'melech ochel. Some say even putting your finger in salt and eating it. Haragil b'shem zayit, the fact that olive oil helps you remember things. Masayile Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem shazayit and shakech limud. Just like olives make you forget learning of 70 years, olive oil makes you remember it. Don't ask me how that works. Okay. Haragil b'yayin of v'samim, if you have wine and spices. Misayile l'rava damarava chamra v'yechane pichin. This is what Rava said, that wines and spices made me smart. V'atovel etzbo b'melech, dipping your finger in salt. Amreish lakish. Uva'achat. This is one finger kitanoi. Like the following. Machloket Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achad Velo Shtayim, one and not two. Biosi Omer Shtayim Velo Shalosh. Rabbi Yosi says two but not three. V'simanach Kmitza, like Kmitza, because Kmitza you use, right? You push down three fingers and you have two fingers left, right? Because you do Kmitza like this, right? That's by the Mincha, right? You take some of the dough and throw it on. Asar Dvarim Kashim Limud. There are 10 things which are detrimental for Torah study. Ha'over tachad afsar hagamal, if you go under the bit of a camel. V'kol shekein tachad gamal atzmo, if you go under a camel. Bad idea in general, not because of learning, but they might crush you. V'over ben shmei gmalim, v'over ben shnei nashim, if you pass through two gamels, if you go through two women. V'isha over ben shnei nashim, or woman goes through two men. V'over mitachat reach rashel nevela, or you go below a place where there's this the foul odor of an animal carcass. V'over tachat gesher, you go under a bridge. Shelo avru tacht of mayim and mem yom, which didn't have water, go under for 40 days. V'ochel pat shelo bishel kol tzocho, if you eat unbaked bread. V'ochel basar mezuama listiron, or you eat meat from this like dirty thing. We'll see exactly what it is. V'ashotem mayim. Over it, bevet akvarat, or you drink from a stream that goes through a cemetery. V'amistakel b'fnei amet, or you look at the face of the dead. V'yeshom mafakorei ktav shel gabei hakever, and some say even if you read the writing on a gravestone. Tanu Rabbanan, kisha nasi nichnas, when the nasi comes in, kolam omdim, everyone stands v'en yovshin asha omer lehem shvu, and he doesn't sit until he says sit. Kisha avbeitin nichnas, when the avbeitin, the second in command, comes in, osim lo shur achad. You do it by lines, you know, that wave. As he's passing by, they stand up, sit down. When a regular chacham comes in, so echad omen vechad yoshev, asheyeshu b'mkomo, whoever's passing by, right, stands up within his four amot, one at a time, until he sits down. B'nei chacham, tamid chachamim, z'man sherabim, z'richanem, mafsiyin, al rashi ha'am, the students, the sons, when they, it's necessary, they can even step on people's heads, right? Everyone was sitting on the ground, so it was very hard to get to the front. I don't know if there was a great thing to do, but they were allowed to. Yatzel tzoref, but if they need to go out for to go to their bathroom, so yikonis v'yeshim komo, they can come back, sit in their place. They don't have to worry that they are imposing. Let's do one more line, I guess. One more topic here. B'nei Tamidei Chachamim shemumunin aveihem parnasal hatzibur. When you have the children of Tamidei Chachamim who are in leadership positions, I mean the parents are. B'zman sheyesh lam da'at l'shmoa, nechnasim v'yoshim lefnei aveihem v'achareihem klapei am. B'zman sheyesh lam da'at l'shmoa, nechnasim v'yoshim lefnei aveihem v'fneihem klapei am. So if they are of knowledge to listen, so they sit and listen to their father facing forward. But if they're little kids and they don't understand, so if you ever wondered, why is it the rabbi gets to sit on the bima and his little kids can sit with him, the answer is that's the halacha. That is the little kids who don't understand anything, they're allowed to sit next to their father and face the people. We also make them adjacent, attachments to their father at parties. This is not just in yeshiva and shul, it's also at parties. Okay, so if tomorrow we should almost get to the end, and then we'll just have a few lines, I guess, on Bedika night, which will be a little bit crazy. So if we can get close to the end tomorrow, that'll be great. If not, then we'll do a little bit on Bedika night. Okay?
You can also just say, the last few lines people can do themselves on Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we'll try to get close to the end. You'll do the last line on Wednesday. We'll see how far we get tomorrow. But we have an Amud left, so...
Perfect.
Okay.